Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, hot Phoenix, Arizona. To all my old listeners, welcome back. I'm so grateful for you, for each one of you who came back and tuned back in again. And for all my new listeners, welcome to the show as well. I don't know whatever drew you to this show this morning, but I'm grateful that you took time out of your schedule to join us. I'm so grateful for you. This ministry, for all you new listeners, ministry may be a little different to what you have been used to if you go to traditional type of ministry. But we are a little different here. We do not operate in a box. We kind of go out of the box, okay? If you keep an open mind and an open heart, I do think you will not regret tuning in this morning. I think that you will get something from this show. So I just want to send special greetings and blessings to my beloved sister Victoria in Northern Arizona today. She is having some health challenges, and we just want to keep her in prayer and see her in the light and see that she is well. You know, sometimes these health issues can come upon us and can be very overwhelming sometimes. And so we have to do what we need to do to hold and keep faith in the Creator who created these bodies. So we're just giving prayer and for her this morning that she's able to sustain herself and be back on the road of recovery very, very, very soon. She's a light, very special person. So that's great. So we're going to do prayer, then we're going to get on with today's topic, which I think most of you will enjoy and most of us can identify with. You have nothing to fear but fear itself, okay? And we're going to get into this show as soon as we do our opening prayer, as we usually do. So we are grateful that we are able to go forward and get this done this morning. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day, knowing that you are the source of all things that we need, desire, and require in our lives, that you are providing us with everything we need. We thank you, God, for divine oxygen this morning. We thank you for shaking us physically and waking us up, God. We know that it's through your divine will and your divine love that we are still here on the planet and we are still able to be of assistance to the planet and do what we need to do. So we ask you, God, to give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding, and give us passion to support and be helpful to each other and help to be able to grow in all aspects of our lives, that we will continue to move forward, knowing that we are one with you, God, and that you are with us on all occasions and all situations, that you are here for us and that you will never forsake or never leave us. And on all cases, we know that all is well, and knowing that you are providing for us that which we need. We give divine blessing this morning for all the health workers and all the doctors who are putting their bodies and souls on the line to help in the healing of the pandemic, which is still here with us, and that we are knowing, God, that you're in charge, and we know that everything is working together for the good. So we thank those doctors and nurses who are making the ultimate sacrifices to keep us well in this situation. We give divine prayer and bless for the government of America, that we keep her strong and that you touch each one of those leaders and give them inspiration, give them motivation to move in the right direction and do what is for the highest good of the nation. And we know that you will guide them and show them and have them to be compassionate and have them to be able to show that they are concerned about their citizens. So we say thank you, God, for being on top. We know that everything is divine order. Even when we are not able to see it clearly, we know that you know what is necessary and what is for our highest good. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Okay, beloved ones, thank you so much for participating with us this morning. And we're going to get right with today's program because I just feel that it's something that most of all of us can relate. If anybody tell you they have not experienced fear in their life, then they would not be telling you the truth. We all have had moments of fear to come in and out of our lives. But the way that we deal with it and the way that we handle it is how life will turn out for us, okay? You have nothing to fear but fear itself, actually was a term that was made famous by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1933. He became the president during the Great Depression in America. Yes, there was a Great Depression in America for all you young folks who may not be aware of that. And it was really pretty devastating. And this is one of the speeches that Franklin Roosevelt was using to sort of get people back in the right frame of mind to move forward. Now, fear is one of our greatest enemies. There's no doubt about it. Fear is one of the greatest enemies of mankind. More dreams and goals die before they get started due to the emotion of fear, which will freeze people in their tracks. That's right. Fear will freeze you in your tracks if you're not careful with it. And most people, like I said, the graveyard is full with people with all kind of had all kind of ideas and opportunities to move forward, but they froze and did not take advantage of it because they were too fearful to even to try to move forward. So fear is something that we definitely have to learn to overcome, beloved one. Fear and the meaning of fear is false evidence appearing to be real. Let me read that to you again. The meaning of fear is false evidence appearing to be real. When we hold on to fear, it can really create a situation in our lives. And actually, when you hold on to fear, you can cause that fear to manifest in your lives. In Job 3:25, it states, "For the things which I fear come upon me, and that which I am afraid of come unto me." Let me repeat that to you. Job 3:25 states, "For the things which I fear come upon me, and that which I am afraid come unto me." Let me just explain to you in layman terms what that means. It's pretty simple, but for some of you who might not understand, let me just try to give you a better understanding of that. This term, the things you fear, what Job is saying, the things that you are actually being afraid of, and the things that you are holding on to, and you're thinking that these bad things are going to happen to you, and you're so afraid, if you hold on to them and give energy and thought to these things, then these things will create in your life, okay? And we do not want those things that we feel to be part of our lives. But if you give energy to it, if you give thought to it, and you hold on to it, guess what? It's going to show up in your life, beloved one. So we have to find a way to have to eliminate fear out of our lives, because if not, it's going to be a real major problem for us, okay? There's no doubt in my mind that fear is an enemy of mankind. There's no doubt in my mind, because I know I have been caught and froze in tracks as well until I was able to work through them. Like I said, the grave is full with people who did not live up to their potential and did not take the necessary first step to be able to move forward. I can truly say that fear is false evidence appearing to be real. Fear is false evidence appearing to be real. Do not misunderstand me, though, beloved ones. I want you to understand that I have full understanding that there will be things that come up in your lives where you have fear, and that would be a normal reaction, okay? Such as someone putting you in physical harm. That's a real situation, and you're not a combat soldier. Even if you being a combat soldier, when you put and confronted with a situation where someone is actually shooting at you or someone is trying to hurt you, there is a level of fear, and that is something that's real, and that's a situation. Okay, now people can be put into fear by other human beings, of course, or you could be put in fear by a wild animal. If you're out walking and all of a sudden you see a bear or you see an animal that's aggressive, and if that animal is being aggressive towards you, your normal reaction would be to be fearful. So at that moment, you have two choices of what you want to do. You could either pick up something and try to fight, or you can flee for safety. The choice is going to be up to you how you deal with it, whether it be a two-legged animal or a four-legged animal. If you're put under that circumstance, you have two choices, that you're going to either fight or you're going to flee for safety. You have to make a decision. Either way that you make the decision, it could be life-causing, okay? So you want to make sure you make the decision that's going to be for your highest good. It's not time to be a hero. If you're afraid, then you know that you cannot defend yourself, or you don't have the ability to fight off this predator, then I would suggest that maybe you better start moving your feet and get out of the way, because that's going to be a problem going on. So whichever one you find to be true, is it could be for your highest good to do what's best for you, okay? So what I have found, that facing your fears head on, when you face your fears, let me just put it this way, when you face your fears, and I'm not talking about those life-threatening fears, but you got to face them too. You got to deal with them too. And even when they're like that, when you go at it and deal with it, you're going to get some result, okay? But what I find that when you face those fears that are fears that are normally things that are in your mind, or things that are minor things that we're feeling frustrated about, fearful about, when you step into the fears itself will dissolve. It's amazing. The fears itself will dissolve, and it will lead you to ask yourself, why did I waste so much time being caught up in this emotion of fear when it was something that was so minor, but just the fact that I would not take the first step to eliminate it, I spent all this time, and some of us spend years of being caught up in fear because we don't take the first step to move beyond it, okay? And it is definitely something that you have to be willing to take the first step to move forward. Sometimes things feel that you are fearful for will automatically resolve itself. Just think about all the things that you feared and thought was going to happen to you. When it got close to the time that it was supposed to happen, none of it happened. None of it happened. But you spent days and hours being frustrated, being stressful, creating stress for yourself for something that didn't even materialize. I know we all have experienced it. So many of you have experienced that yet yourself. So a lot of time, those things that you're stressed about will actually, fearful about, will actually resolve itself. And I do understand that some fears that we have are on a subconscious level. And what do I mean by that? You know, we all know there's two parts of the mind, conscious and subconscious mind. And those things that are sometimes on our conscious, subconscious level are things that we are not aware of. We don't even realize that these issues are there, because a lot of times these issues have been there from our childhood, from things that happened in our childhood. We are still having fears that's affecting us today, beloved ones, and you are still feeling situations that are happening, and you it makes you feel affected in a certain way, okay? I'm going to share with you a little later about a situation that I personally experienced and made a difference for me. But, as you know, it's when you deal with these type of situations, regardless of whether it's on a subconscious level or on a conscious level, the way of eliminating it is still pretty much the same way, okay? You still have to take a step in faith to be, to move forward. You have to have faith, beloved one. You have to have faith to be able to move forward. So, you know, I always like to share with you and tell you that we all should realize that you are a child of God. The creator who created you with certain feelings and emotions and things in there. You are a child of God, and that God that created you, beloved one, will never leave you or never forsake you. But you must have the faith that that God force is within you and there with you at all times, regardless of what the situation may come up. There will be times where you are forced with a situation, and you must be part. It must be part of your belief system that you believe that the God in you will help you to move forward to that situation. Now you can't wait until you get in a situation to then start thinking about the God that's inside of you. You have to have this conscious thought of having your God with you at all times, loved one. You have to make the God part of you, as part of your thought process and thought of your being. Because when you have these challenges, you want to be able to call upon that energy in you. And if you are living in that state of consciousness where you have true understanding that you are a child of God and that God is protecting you and always going to be with you, it'd be much easier for you than to try to summon that energy at a very moment that the situation is happening. Now all of a sudden you want to call upon the God force when you haven't even had thought of God force up to this point. So it is so important for you to keep that state of consciousness going on to be able to make sure that you feel that you're connected. Just like many of you have faced fears and have these situations, it's a learning experience for some of us. I know I had to learn through my own experiences, and I've had many of them, and I've had to learn through my own experiences, and I had to learn through having fear to be able to confront my fears. And thank God I have got to the point now that I have able to more ability to confront the things that come fear for me. I'm not telling you in any way that I have totally eliminated possibility of being fearful for things. No, that wouldn't be even human nature. But the way that things are now, I know how to step into my fears and to overcome them when they are overwhelming to me, okay? Because I do only I understand that those fears are mostly strictly in my head. The things that I fear most times are things that are in my own emotional world inside of me. No one else is being affected by it, but I am being affected because it's in my head. And then it's in your head too. So when you find yourself being confronted with those fears, you have to confront them. You cannot run away from them, beloved one, because they will chase you down and they will create you. And like I shared with you earlier, that if you hold on to those fears and give them energy and water them, then you are setting yourself up for the very things you don't want to show up in your life to show up. It will happen. It will happen. Universe Job spoke about it in 325. That you should be careful of the things that you are being holding on to fear, because they will show up in your life, show as day. Okay. Now let me just share with you an experience when I'm talking about how fear can affect you from a young age. I know many of you I have shared with you that I grew up on a farm, and when I say I grew up on a farm, I grew up on a real farm, guys. Okay, there was not a lot of modern facilities there. And matter of fact, there was probably no modern facilities there. You know, I grew up where we had to have kerosene lamps in our home and outdoor bathroom facilities for a while. I mean, for the whole time I was actually there on the farm. And so it was a whole different world than farming of today. So one thing there's one thing in a house that on a farmhouse that has to be taken care of and tended to, is that is the stove in the house. Whether it is in the wintertime, the stove keeps you warm. or even in the summertime, whatever, in order to be able to cook, you had a wood stove, and that means you had to get wood or you had to build a fire in order to be able to facilitate those things necessary for the fire to grow. So I'm a very, at this time, I'm very young. I'm thinking I'm probably at the age of about 6 years old. So I was living there with my grandmother at the time. And I think that particular day was just maybe my grandmother and myself at the house when this happened. But anyway, my grandmother told me to go and start the fire in the stove, okay? And, of course, I'm being obedient. I do what grandma tell me to do. So I go over to the stove, and I look in the stove. And to me, it looks like, you know, there was some wood in the stove. And I'm thinking that, okay, all I need to do is pour a little kerosene in and put some more wood in the stove and pour some kerosene over the wood and start the fire. And that would be simple and easy, like I've done many days, okay? But this particular day, unto my beknowing, there was fire smothering at the bottom of the wood pile that was in the stove. I had no idea. I could not see it with my eyes, but there was still fire going on from a previous time that we had used the stove, okay? But like I said, I had no idea that that was there. So I did what I normally do. I poured the kerosene on the wood, which was on the top, and getting ready to light it. But when I poured the kerosene on the fire, on the wood on the top, it just ignited. The fire, the kerosene hit the fire that was already there, and it just blew up, beloved one. I mean, it blew up so fast, I could not get out of the way of what was happening. And what happened to me, it actually blew up so fast and it burnt my face. Thank God I wasn't disfigured. But anyway, my eyebrows burnt off. Part of my front of my hair burnt off because of the flame that came up so fast and quickly. And it was very excruciating pain, beloved one. This happened when I was 5 or 6 years old, and I can almost relive that particular moment as if it was yesterday because it was that vivid to me. So you can just imagine at 6 years old having that experience happen. Guess what? I developed a real fear of fire. I really did, you know, and it was something that was very traumatic to me, and it was quite a situation that stuck with me for many, many years. I had to live with that experience to be able to overcome that fear. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't fear fire now, but I more respect it. I have respect for fire. I don't have a fear of fire anymore. From that standpoint, I respect fire, and I know the ability of what it can do and how it can affect your life. Fire is a good thing, you know, when used properly. You know, we need fire for cooking. We need fire for heating. So it's a good thing. You know what I mean? To be able to take a hot bath, you need fire to be able to do that. So I had to come into full understanding now of the benefits. And like I said, I respect it. I don't fear it anymore, but I do respect it. See, and how I personally overcame this fear of fire really took place about 10 years ago. I did a seminar with Tony Robinson, and many of you may have heard about it, and many of you may know about Tony Robinson, who is a motivational trainer and motivational speaker. But anyway, Tony Robinson, I went to a course in California. It was a four-day course, and I had learned about the fire walking, which was something that I really wanted to do more from a standpoint of developing my confidence and developing my ability to use my human mind more powerful. I had already heard about these things, so I had a pretty good idea that this event would be quite amazing if I was able to be able to perform it. Not knowing that I would be able to perform it, I had some apprehensions, you know, because the fire walk was part of the course. Now, I'm thinking that once I got there, that we would probably be like about in the third day of being able to do the fire walk, because I would think it would take a lot for us to be able to condition our minds to be able to perform this act. But to my acknowledgement, after about an hour of what we got there, Tony told us, you all are going to be walking the fire tonight. And that was like about 10 hours before when we started. We had 10 hours to train our minds and condition our mind to get to the point where we could conquer this fear of fire and put our mind in a state where we were able to walk on 2,000 degree of hot coals and not get burnt. Beloved ones, I'm telling you, I start sweating because, like I said, that old memory came up about this fire situation. And so, but I was determined to make it work, and I was determined to, I came all that way, I paid my money, and I wanted to do it. I believe in mind over matter. So I went to work, and, you know, for 10 hours, we worked on developing our, conditioning our mind to be able to conquer those things which we were fearful of. And after 10 hours of doing this process and getting ready, then Tony told us, it was about 10 o'clock at night, that we are getting ready to go and walk the fire, okay? I'm feeling excited, but still feeling a little apprehensive about the whole process, but I believe that I could do it, and I was going to do it. I was not going to allow fear to conquer me anymore. So we were where the fire, where you could see the fire blazing probably about after we walked out of the stadium. There was rows, about 50 rows of fire patches. They were running about 30 feet long, and we would go. Everybody, as we walked toward the fire, we were repeating a mantra, which helped us to be able to get our minds ready to be able to make this step. And once you get to the point where you're getting ready to walk, make your step, you step up in line. And there were two people there watching you, and they could look in your eyes, and they asked you, were you ready? And I guess if they had been doing it so long, if they saw any apprehension of fear, they would not let you do that. And at that moment, I knew that I had one choice, either step back or go forward. But that thing inside of me that pushed me told me to take the first step. And when I took the first step, I kept my eyes focused on where I wanted to go, to the end. And I walked over the fire and felt no pain, no burns, no nothing. And that at that point, it made me realize that when fear come upon you, take the first step. Step into your fear. Don't run away from your fear. Step into your fear, and that would be a big difference of how you would be able to conquer the things that come upon you and be able to move around you. So yes, I was able to make the 30-foot walk, thank God, when I was finishing, and grateful looked down and my feet were still there. Now that was about 6,000 people there, and about 5,500 other people actually made the walk. Some people were frightened, some people did not, and some people had some mishaps. You know, I think maybe about 20 people end up burning their feet and because they wasn't ready. They thought they were, but they really wasn't ready to make this step. But anyway, my experience was great, and it helped me to be able to grow, and helped me be able to understand how to conquer my fears. And at least my fear of fire was no longer at the level that it was able to do. So I try now to apply that principle whenever I'm feeling confronted with something that's overwhelming to me, and I remember that experience. You know, I'm not saying that this is something that everyone must do, but if you want an experience to be able to work through fear and to your confidence, if you get an opportunity to take this course, I would suggest that you do it. You know what I mean? Because it will make you grow by leaps and bounds all in one day. This was really a turning point in life for me to be able to conquer that and to realize how powerful my mind was to be able to overcome things, and that be able to work through them. I'm not telling you that my life is perfect at this moment, but it has enabled me to overcome things that would have slowed me down before. I just face them on and go through them and be done with it, because, like I said, most things that you fear, once you step into it, it dissolves anyway. It just goes away, and you'd be stuck in, like, why in the world was I spending so much time being frightful for this thing that has nothing to do other than the fact it's been holding me back? Can you just imagine all the things that may have happened to you in your childhood that you are still holding on to, that you are fearful for, that's holding you back from moving forward? Okay? But when those emotions come up, you have to step into them. Like I said, regardless of how long it's been there, whatever it is, when you are feeling yourself frightened about an action that you have to take, then step into it, beloved ones. Face it and watch the fear just crumble like a wall would be when it was falling apart. Once you make the first step, it just tumbles. You know that saying that if you make one step, God will make two? That's a true statement. When you make one step, God will make two. And that's when you have to just step into it and move forward, you know. But most of my life, I've been a daredevil anyway, you know. So it's okay that I was willing to try things. But like I said, I'm not saying that you guys should be that extreme to want to go do that, but that was what I wanted to do, and that's what I needed to do for my own self and my own growth. And so, you know, each person has to determine what they want to do for their own mental process, okay? You have to be willing to allow your emotions and to take control of your emotions, and that was a good way for me, okay? Acted truthfully that, you know, fear is something that you're going to be confronted with, and on regardless of how long life exists, there's going to be some situations that's going to make you feel fearful. But either way, you still have a choice to either face your fears or run from them. Only thing about it, beloved one, if we keep running from those things that are inside of us, that's eating us and making us fearful, the possibility of those things becoming actuality in our lives become more real. You would get to the point where those fear, and when you begin to feel in your life where those fears are really, really real, and you is holding on to you, then unfortunately, you can look forward to having a real life experience. Because for your subconscious mind is concerned, it's a real deal. And it's going to do all it can do to try to bring that reality to life for you, okay? So you have to start understanding that you have to conquer these things before they take place in your mind and become controlling you. You have to learn to control them and not them let them be controlling to you. But you got to face it. You got to run from. You can't run from them. You have to face it. Now, I'm still talking about, I'm talking about the emotional feeling of fear and the things that you can control. But, like, again, and when I say, and if you're in physical harm, then maybe running is the best thing for you at that particular moment, okay? So there's no, you don't have to be a hero. If you're afraid of something and you don't feel that you have the ability to, I'm talking about physical stuff, that you don't have the ability to be able to fight back or get out of the way, then run. Like Forrest Gump said, you had to run to safety, you know, to get out of the way. Because you have not, you know, you may be putting yourself in harm's way, you know, especially if you're dealing with a wild animal or a wild person. You need to get out of the way if you're not able to defend yourself or to be able to fight it off, okay? So there's no shame to that, okay? So do what you must do. But for other minor things in your life that's being fearful for you, then stop it today. Face them. Deal with it. If it ain't about bodily harm, then these are things that you can mentally, emotionally control and be able to deal with it. Step into them. Step into them and watch them crumble and fold just like they, a water. It would just begin to fold, beloved ones. And like I said, if you're having faith in your God self, will give you the courage to face your fears head on. in addition to everything else, your own human emotion, plus now you knowing that you are blessed and highly favored, and that you are one of God's children, that you should have no reason to feel fearful anymore, okay? You now go in with, you have an armor. I said the armor of God on you, and you can now defend off those things which come upon you just by having a belief that God is with you and there to support you, okay? But there's a key to that whole aspect as well, and that key to that aspect is that you have to take the first step. Yes, God will support you, beloved ones, but you must take the first step, okay? And to do for what you need to do. You do not want to become a victim, like Job said in 3:25. You don't want to become a victim and allow those things that are pressing upon you or fearful for you become part of your life and hold you down for years. I speak to people, and I've heard people talk about things that had happened to them 15, 20 years ago, and they're still being pressed, feeling frightened about this experience and not allowing them to really enjoy life to their fullest because they're still holding on to these fears of the past. Let them go, beloved ones. Let them go. Besides, it's in the past anyway. So if something that's happened to you in your past, first of all, you must learn to forgive your past. Forgive yourself and forgive others if there's something that's holding you that and making you feel frightened about those past emotions, okay? So release them, release yourself, and step forward and take on a new beginning. That thing which frightened you is nothing but an emotional feeling, and you are the ones that are holding you back. There's a totally difference between an emotional fear and a physical fear, okay? The physical fears, we already know that you either have to fight or run. The emotional fears, you just need to step into them and resolve them. You know, between you and your God force, you can work through and overcome anything that's been part of your past that has caused you to be fearful. You have the ability to conquer it, change it, and move forward, beloved ones, okay? You can do this. But it's up to you to do that. You have to face it and work through it. You are in charge of what manifests in your life. I'm going to repeat to you this. You are in charge of what manifests in your life. You. Yes, you do have the support of the I Am presence. You have the support of your guardian angels. You have support of the ascended masters. You have support of archangels. You have all that spiritual and etherical support. But at the end of the day, you are the one that are doing the manifesting. They will support you as long as you're moving forward. But no one is going to just, no angelical being just going to come in and take over your life for you and turn your life in a way that you think it may be without you applying some part of it yourself. You have to be willing to have enough nerve, enough boldness to step into those things and start the process yourself. There's always help when you start the process. Stop feeling like you're alone. So many of us feel that when we try things that we are doing it on our own, and if you're not getting support from the people around you, then always know that that inner being is there to support you and help you to move forward, beloved one. And you have the ability to do that. God has given you free will, and that free will is for you to use to your advantage. God would not have given you the ability to have free will if he did not expect it or she did not expect for it to be used in a manner that you need as a human being. God gave you these tools so you can live your life and live life abundance. As beloved Jesus said, that he came and that you came to live life and live life abundantly. But how can you live life abundantly when you're caught up in fear all the time? You're worrying about everything that, the least little things that could cause you problems, you are being fearful for them. that's not abundant living, beloved, when you are living your life in fear and being afraid of anything. Some people are afraid of their own shadows. And especially in today's time, I know people are overwhelmed in fear. And fear has some almost gripped the nation now. People are fear of catching the virus. People are fear of harm, physical harm coming from. A lot of people are just living their lives in fear constantly. Beloved one, in order to live the abundant life of God, we cannot become fearful. You do what you need to do to be able to live your life at the manner you need to do, whatever it is. Even when it comes down to the virus itself, if you either take a vaccination or not take a vaccination, you do what you need to do to keep your health and your immune system up and live your life and not stop being so fearful about it that it is causing you to be totally hesitated or totally restricted. When this thing first came and visited our country, a lot of us became very fearful of it, and we sort of just put life on hold and because of the fear. But now as time has come, we have choices. Again, we have choices. You can work on keeping your immune system strong to where you won't be attacked, or you can take a vaccination where if you need it to be, and that's what you want to do, and you believe in that, you do what you feel is best for you, yourself, and move forward. But anyway, start living your life and not let this particular thing become a part of you. And with the fear of crime or fear of things happening on you, it ain't the first time that there's been crime in America and situation going on in America, but you cannot live your life based on the fact that you think that when you step out of your door, you're going to be attacked or something's going to happen to you. You have to learn to understand that there is a God force, there's protection in yourself, and learn how to call upon these higher beings to give you divine protection and move forward to be able to live your life. Stop living your life in fear, because you're causing yourself problems. You're causing yourself problems because you are creating and manifesting these fears that keep showing up in your life. And it's like you're getting more of what you don't want than what you do want. That's right. And that's what fear would do, bring you more of what you don't want versus what you do want. And like I said, you've come here to live an abundant life. God has given you everything that you need to be able to do that, beloved ones. So you must make sure that you begin to develop your faith and begin to have faith in that God force inside of you, knowing that you're divinely protected, beloved ones. And you, it can be there, but if you don't embrace it and you don't accept it, it's like it's not being, it doesn't have a benefit for you. But once you embrace and accept your higher power, that you are being protected and that you're there, your guardian angels are there to protect you and keep you all the time. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for your guardian angels, many of us would be in much worse condition. But one thing about it, your angels don't step into your life unless you assist on them coming in. Now, what they do, they will look out for you when you're not able to look out for yourself, when there's danger ahead. They will have you or put you in a different place or cause things to happen to take you out of harm's way. Thank God. Every day you give gratitude and thanks to those guardian angels who are there, who are protecting you. Even when you are sleeping, your guardian angels are there. These guardian angels are assigned to you at birth, and they stay with you during your whole incarnation. Okay? So give gratitude and thanks that you are being divinely protected at all times, beloved ones. You have the ability. You are being done. And so you just have to do your part. And what's your part? You must have faith that they are there. You must have faith that you are protected. And you must have faith that those things that seem so fearful are not that fearful, beloved one, if you step into them. And I'm telling you, the next time you become frightened about something that's not of a physical nature, just take a step toward it and watch it dissolve. And like I said earlier, majority of things that we fear never happen no way. So why are you getting yourself all worked up and out of shape and all stressed out about stuff that never shows up in your life? But, you know, I don't know, it's part of human nature or what, but we will hold on to things and we will allow ourselves to be full of stress, full of anxiety, on stuff that never shows up and never happens to the point. Unless, yeah, and every time you're holding on to that anxiety and that thing that you're frightened of, now you do increase the possibility of those things happening. If you continue to hold on to them, continue to give water to them, and continue to allow them in your life, and many of us, it has. Some of the things that's going on in your life that you say, wow, why is this happening, what happened? It's because you gave and you allowed them to manifest in your life. That's what Job was telling you. Don't allow yourself to allow your emotions to control your life to the point where you become frozen, beloved ones. You know, you are here to do a significant purpose in life. God gave you, came here as a soul to help your own personal growth as a soul. And you came here also to be able to help humanity in a whole. But you cannot grow or you cannot be helped if you're going to go around being fearful about everything. So learn to release those fears. Let them go because they're not doing you any good, okay? And like I said, if you have a fearful about something and you're not facing it, then the possibility that you're going to create it if you don't face it and overcome it, okay? If it's to that level, regardless of what level it's on, that you too, you have to do your part. And like I said earlier, the key is that you take the first step. And if you're not able to resolve it, then you call on your higher self to assist you and help you to move forward. It is up to you, beloved ones. You are the master of your own soul and your own destiny. You are that master and that soul. Yes, you have support, you have help, but you are the one. And remember, fear is nothing but false evidence appearing to be real. Okay? So hopefully, if nothing else today that you gain from that, that you will no longer allow your life to be compressed in hell and harshness because of fears that you can resolve and move forward to. Okay? And those are things that's going on inside of you, if you don't know how to deal with it, ask God how to release it and how to let it go so it's no longer holding you up. And a lot of those things are that you're being held up is about things that you haven't forgiven yourself or others about anyway, okay? And you still feel about it. You're emotionally connected to a previous relationship or emotionally connected to something in your childhood. Forgive. Nobody's perfect, beloved one. So forgive those past, forgive those situations, and release those fears so you can move forward. You know, overcome it and whatever you need to do, overcome your fears. Release yourself. Okay? So I am totally grateful that each one of you have showed up today, and hopefully that you will benefit from this program. And you always know you can go back and listen to it, or you can refer your friends or family to go. All the shows are archived. Just simply log in the way that you have. And go in and re-listen to the program, especially go online to be able to do that. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/theholisticministry, and you can go back and re-listen to any of these shows that, you know, benefit you. And like I say, you can share it with family members or whoever you like to have to come and to listen as well, okay? For all of you who have not visited my website, please do. TheHolisticMinistry.com. That's TheHolisticMinistry.com. T-H-E, HolisticMinistry.com. Okay? If you are motivated to leave a donation, that's good. I don't do any begging in this church because I creatively, God bless me and keep me going to the point where I need to do what I do. So I do this regardless of whether anybody gave me a dime. I love what I do, so I love sharing it, okay? That you want to do that, that is perfectly okay. The site is securely protected. Okay, well, anyway, beloved ones, let's pray and close out this day's show and bring forth what we need for divine protection. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and we give thanks for another day. We thank you for the divine message that came through. We thank you, God, that you give us the spirit of boldness, that we will have a spirit to be bold, knowing that we are connected to you, God, knowing that we are one with you, knowing that we are all part of the same spiritual family, and that we are connected, and that you are always with us, and you never desert us, and you've given us everything we need to be totally successful in this life. You have given us all the tools to be opulent in our lives, and opportunities come into our lives all the time, and you've given us the way to be able to do it, that we will move forward with a new state of boldness like we have never had before, knowing that we are one with you, God, and knowing that we have the ability to control our destinies, and we will no longer allow fear to conquer our lives and hold us up in any way. We will become fearless, and we will move forward knowing that we are in charge of our lives and we are able to manifest anything we so desire. So we give divine thanks and divine blessing as we go through this week, that you will give us divine protection. We thank you, God, for giving us the guardian angels and all the spiritual help that we have to be able to help us to guide our way through this earthly journey, and that we will keep our eye on you, God, being the source, knowing that we are connected to you. Just like a wave is connected into the ocean, we are one with you, God. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Week. Okay? Take care. Peace and blessings.